This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The budget session of Parliament will begin today with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of both houses this morning. Following the President's address, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the economic survey during the brief session of both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of the budget session in the parliament. The Judicial Commission set up by Uttar Pradesh government to find the reason behind the Mahakumbh incident will visit Sangam Ghat Prayagraj today. The commission will investigate the cause and circumstance of the incident and submit its report within 1 month. They will also recommend measures to prevent such incidents in the future. The three-member commission is headed by retired Allahabad High Court Judge Harsh Kumar. Moreover, a large number of women devotees can be seen at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj, the world's largest spiritual gathering. The Uttar Pradesh government has made special arrangement for women at the ghat. Our correspondent reports that several facilities are being provided to ensure a safe, secure and comfortable environment for the women devotees. The National Human Rights Commission has taken suo-motu cognizance of the reported death of 474 homeless persons within span of 56 days during this winter season in Delhi. The commission has issued notices to Chief Secretary and Delhi Police Commissioner calling for detailed report on the matter within 1 week. According to the reports, these deaths occurred between 15th December 2024 and 10th January 2025 due to the lack of essential protective measures such as warm clothing, blankets and adequate shelters. The report highlighted that about 80% of the unidentified dead bodies in Delhi are believed to be homeless individuals. The New Delhi World Book Fair 2025 will commence at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. This year, the fair's theme is We Are the People of India, commemorating 75 years of Republic of India. The 9-day fair will be inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu. Speaking to Akashvani News, the director of National Book Trust, Yuvraj Malik, highlighted that this year Russia is the focus country of the fair and over 50 countries will participate, including France, Argentina, Spain, Colombia, Abu Dhabi and Qatar. He added that the nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers will attend the fair. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that there were no survivors in the mid-air collision between an American airline flight carrying 64 people and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. Speaking at a news conference at the White House tonight, President Trump stated that the cause of crash is still under investigation. Expressing the nation's grief, he said their hearts are shattered and country is mourning. Eight more hostages, including 3 Israeli and 5 Thai nationals held by Hamas in Gaza, have been released amid chaotic scenes as part of the ceasefire deal with Israel. This is part of the third round of the hostage prisoner swap under the ceasefire agreement between Palestinian group and Israel, aimed at de-escalating the conflict in the region. The hostages were surrounded by a large crowd as they were walked to the Red Cross vehicles. Meanwhile, after the delay due to the chaotic scenes at the hostages' handover in the southern Gaza, Israeli authorities have released 110 Palestinian prisoners as part of the agreement. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted light to moderate rainfall over the northeast Assam, Nagaland, sub-Himalayas West, Bengal and Sikkim today. It is also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Punjab and Haryana for the next 2 days. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, defending champions India will face England in the semi-finals at the Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. The match is scheduled to start at 12 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.